Hey everybody, welcome to a special episode of Idiot Sandwich where we talk about Ethan's favorite Lego sets. Oh, we're not doing that? It's just Idiot Sandwich? Hey everybody, welcome to a special episode of Idiot Sandwich Late Night Edition because, you know, scheduling. This week's sandwich is a brisket sandwich on some Texas toast. Learn more why on tonight's episode of Idiot Sandwich.
Well, I've got a beaded curtain when it's still, it looks like Jesus. Not much of a believer, but I dig the way it looks. So don't you try to tell me about souls and second comings. The first of which of mine is filthy from all the time it took to make my own religion, crashing in my best friend's living room.
Oh, oh wow! Did it pick that up?
Well, I burped away from the mic.
I know.
It's sort of rude to burp into a mic.
That's true, and they're your mics.
So. Well, yeah.
I don't know if that would change.
I mean, yeah, but like, it would be more rude if they were your mics and I was burping into them, right?
Yeah, that's fair. Like, I actively just turn away whenever I have to make any sort of like sniffling or like any mouth noises.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's really funny about like,
courtesy.
Courtesy about using mics.
Sure,
Kayla is super weird about it. Like, she, which, like, I, as you know, I have a pretty good nose. Like, I even briefly considered in high school becoming a professional nose.
I recall this, yeah.
Yeah. But
everyone,
everyone was talking
about it.
It was only for the money. It wasn't even, like, I was not
interested.
Yeah,
I wasn't,
I already have a good nose. And, well, as we talked about the breakfast cereal thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have a good nose. And there was this one gig that we played at where Kayla was, so like it was an event for the university and I brought my whole PA, right? Because why would the university bother?
Yeah. Why would they care?
Anyway, so they, it was like an event other than just us playing. So like they had an auction and stuff. So they had it was a silent auction. So they had a section where they were, like reading off who won and auctioning off, like, I don't know. The first year we did it, they did a jar of honey because it was like their first, it was Murray State's first jar of honey. Like, that was the big thing because they just got like a beekeeping program. Anyway.
Oh, I thought it was like an ancient jar of honey.
No, it was just finished.
Oh, never mind.
Anyway.
Less cool, but still pretty cool.
Yeah, I got a free jar of honey at that. It wasn't Murray State honey, but it was,
a jar of honey.
It was local honey. I think it came from Paducah.
That's
and it
nice.
Was really good. Anyway, none of that's funny, but what is funny is that there was a man who used Kayla's microphone and she was freaking out afterwards. She was like, it smells so bad. I can't, like, she was like, she literally gagged.
Oh, wow.
Like using it. And I was like, you know. And then our guitarist at the time smelled it and he was like, I don't smell anything. And I was like, Kayla, you know me, I've got a great nose.
Everyone knows.
Let me get a whiff of that bad boy. And yeah, everyone knows Brent's got a good nose. He's got a good nose.
Everyone knows nose.
Everyone knows nose. Brent's nose is a good nose. And I got a big old whiff of it. Yeah.
Noise.
And it was like, I could tell, but it wasn't that bad. And I don't know. It's just funny because she will sweat. Like, she hates using other people's microphones because of that, which I've used microphones that are really gross.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Like, I knew microphones were capable of being like damaged and stuff. I didn't know they were capable of like becoming super gross.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, if you think about, I guess it's like, so like a regular live microphone, it's got like the metal grate.
Yeah.
And then there's like a foamy mesh behind that.
Oh.
So a few cases of bad breath right up on that bad boy, it's going to stick.
Is that why, well, windscreens are more to protect from like spit and just other stuff?
Yeah, it's similar.
Yeah.
To like it doesn't do a great job of like catching the peas and like what a pop filter does.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sort of that idea, sort of like, yeah, along those lines.
Man, that's gross. Don't gross up microphones, people. It's not cool.
Idiot Sandwich says that's not cool.
And we know cool.
We're the Sultans of Cool.
I like that. The Sultans of Cool.
Is that our band?
The Sultans of Cool?
Yeah, you and me.
It's a swing band,
yeah. If you and me started a band. Yeah. I think it might actually be a swing band.
The two guesses in my mind are swing band or ska band. Those are my two guesses.
I'd rather be a swing band.
Same here, because ska is dead. Yep. Oh, man. I've been closing a lot at Panera. No funny stories about that. It's just resulted in a lot of, like, scheduling problems for recording this.
Well,
I'll be damned if we're not going to record the podcast, but good Lord, every single night has been, like, 9:30,
I also,
9:30,
like,
9:30,
big
9:30.
Goofed last week on putting it up. And
no one said anything to me.
Okay, so here's a really funny story about that. Two people said things to me, and literally at the exact same time. And it wasn't, like, in the morning, like, when it was supposed to be up.
Yep.
It was, like, 3 in the afternoon.
That's
and
when they
two
listened.
Different people... John texted me, and I gotta tell you what John said. It was super funny.
Okay.
John texted me, and my dad both texted me. Not joking. Exact same time. Like, I got both their text messages before I could even open one of them.
That's amazing.
And so here's the thing. I didn't even think about... John texted me. My dad just said, no podcast today. So it was like, hey,
no podcast today?
And I was like, oh, dang it. Like, at that point, I was like...
Oh, dang it.
Oh, darn it. Anyway, at
Gary Big Goofy did it again.
So I was like in a rehearsal and I had another rehearsal. Like I was literally not going to be able to touch it until 9 o'clock at night. So I was like, great, cool. But then John texted me and just said, I'm starving.
Oh boy.
And I thought he just texted the wrong number. And I said, so... To my dad, I was like, oh, man, I just totally forgot. And the reason I forgot was not to make excuses or say I'm not an idiot, because I absolutely am.
Hence the podcast name.
Yeah. But because 2 weeks ago, we recorded two podcasts, because last week, Pat was in Texas.
Yep.
And so we couldn't record because he was in Texas. And I actually was pretty ahead of the game on editing the second one, the one that went up last week.
Yeah.
Because I was really excited about the theme song. So I was like, hey, yeah, I'm going to edit it. And after I edited it, I never uploaded it because I don't like doing that part. It's very tedious and boring. I love editing them, but I don't love uploading them. Because I love editing them because I get to hear all the jokes again.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know this, but we're very funny.
Yeah, I don't know if you know, but we are funny. Yeah. Anyway.
We thought about...
So, basically what happened was I forgot, and then I didn't even finish saying what John said. He said, I'm starving, and I said, you should eat something. And he said, I would, but there's no idiot sandwich for me to eat.
Ooh,
and I was like, oh, visceral!
Nice.
Oh,
great joke,
hurt.
John.
Yeah, he messed me up with that one. So, thank you, John. Thank you, Dad, for reminding me that I'm a big old dummy.
Shout out to Mark Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
Have I done a shout out to your dad like for a couple episodes now?
I think you did the last episode too.
Yeah, and I wasn't even here.
I know.
So I had like a funny idea while I was down in Texas about like, man, it would have been funny if I just like recorded my half of like the podcast.
Well,
part.
We could have done that if you knew how to do that.
Well, no, I just mean it would have been funny if like I simply recorded me telling stories and then just my reactions. So like, I don't know what Brent's talking about this time because I'm not there right now, but it would literally just be me going, yeah. Oh man. Oh,
honestly,
or I don't agree with that.
It makes me really sick imagining having to edit that together. Like just a few quips of yours and then putting them in where I feel like they go. I hate that.
That's disgusting. That's why we will never do it.
Yeah. Like a lot of people actually do it over Skype, which we could have done.
Which
could
have been done, but like also found out.
I would
out,
have had to teach you how to record.
Yeah. And that
by yourself.
We're going to do that at like probably a later time than when I'm
like,
on vacation.
Like when we don't live together anymore.
Exactly. But it was, the internet was terrible. I'm not like... The internet was not, like, a huge part of the Texas vacation, but...
I couldn't play video games.
I didn't even bring, like, a PlayStation. I used to do that a lot on vacations because I don't know if anyone else knows this. I was an antisocial child.
Yep.
So I played video games a lot. And, like, since I turned, like, I don't know, 15, I stopped bringing them on the vacations. I still bring my laptop on the slightest chance that I need to, like, work stuff out. Like, I had to, like, communicate with people from work while I was on vacation, surprisingly.
Actually, last time I went on vacation, I did bring my PlayStation. But to be fair, it was the Overwatch anniversary event.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was playing Overwatch a lot at the time, and Dark Souls Remastered came out the week I was on vacation. Oh. So you know your boy had to go buy that.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But it was okay. Like, we had tons of downtime, and it was super chill. Yeah. Laid back, whatever.
That was a big part of, like, the Texas vacation. I assume I'm just going to go into, like, Pat's vacation time story.
Yeah, no, totally. We should.
Sweet. Welcome to as Pat's vacation time. We don't have
that was really good.
We don't have sound bites. Yeah. If we had sound bites, that would have been someone else playing guitar, as I can't play anything besides a little ukulele.
You know, if we had been a little ahead of the game, I might have tried it, but...
We weren't.
We weren't, so
we
I'm
never will be.
To.
We were ahead of the game 2 weeks ago, and then
and
I still somehow...
uploaded it late. Yeah, that's stupid.
Okay, so vacation was awesome. It's June in Texas, so it was super hot. Like, I think the hottest day was 101 degrees.
It's like a toaster down there.
A huge toaster, but, you know, humidity wasn't bad. There was no problem with that. Flights were not terrible. We surprisingly, like, flew with quite a bit of our family down there, which was nice. I saw a poster in Evansville Airport for that had a friend of ours on it advertising for a college that we almost went to.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It was one of my two choices. Shout out to Kelsey.
You know. I did not almost go there.
Oh, I was close. It was between those two places. But USI didn't ever get back to me. So.
Hey, whenever you say your name, don't say your last name, probably. You didn't say it.
Yeah. Sorry. Shout out to you, person.
You can say your first name.
Yeah. Shout out to Kelsey. Kelsey's a great person. She's a great person.
Kelsey was my girlfriend in sixth grade.
Oh, you know who my girlfriend in sixth grade was? God damn it! Shit! Ah! I'm an unprofessional podcaster.
Pat said her last name.
You're being told
this. I think I'm not even going to put redacted. I think I'm just going to cut the name out and then just have your reaction.
Just have me go, ah! God. I need just like an elect. I need like a shock collar.
Yeah, you do.
But tuned for names. Anyways, back to stuff. Flights were fine. We get there. It's hot. And every time we've gone, so like our family like together rents a house for all the family to live in. And every single time we have gotten either lost on the way to the house, except we didn't get lost, I don't think, the last two times, but we never know for sure where it is. This time we just found out the house is an hour away from Austin. So we have to drive an hour into Austin whenever we're trying to go to do stuff. And also it like twice I was just like, oh my God, we're going to be in the car for so long. We have to be really dedicated to go somewhere, and then we're going to be out of the house all day. Not a problem. We get to the house. It's a very nice house. I'm not going to go into detail about it. But, like...
Yeah, it looked really good.
Yeah. I have more pictures to show you. Regardless, house stuff, not really exciting. We had a lady there telling us everything we can and can't do. And every time we go on vacation, I like to just, like, look at the nearest, like, person and just be like... Are we putting down bets for which kid is going to break the thing we're not supposed to break? Because one vacation, we went down to Florida, and we had one of those giant, inflatable balls that you could, like, climb inside of and roll around. And that was apparently one of the more expensive things at the house that we could use, and we're supposed to do specific things with that to make sure it doesn't get broken. I thought that was going to get broken immediately. This house, less things to break. There was an infinity pool, though. That was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. The house stuff, again, boring. Pretty much if we were at the house, we were hanging out with cousins and drinking. That is it. Then, the food in Texas is amazing. Whataburger, not great. Shake Shack, awesome. Didn't get a chance to eat In-N-Out. We went to Austin pretty much every single day, and then we went to the Alamo, I think, the first day.
Remember the Alamo.
Also, the Alamo, if you've never been to it, it's smaller than you think it is. You can do the Alamo in part of the morning. It'll take you an hour.
I want to say one thing, and that is before Pat left for Texas, he said, "Hey, Brent, I'll bring you back a t-shirt from Texas." And I said, "You idiot. If you bring me back a shirt and not a cowboy hat, I'm going to flip my friggin' lid.
Dude, we straight up didn't find a hat shop.
I can't believe that you couldn't, like, I can't believe there weren't just cowboy hats in every gas station.
There weren't. Believe you me, we checked a lot of gas stations. We stopped at like 3 total and did not see
one. Anyway, I know you guys can't see me, but if you could, you would notice that my head has no cowboy hat on it!
Yeah. It's one of my bigger regrets of the trip because I don't have a lot of regrets about the trip.
I had some really good plans to like get that cowboy hat and then like wax up my mustache and go into the coffee shop that I work at and just anytime I'm not doing anything, stand behind the bar and polish a glass with a rag.
I don't remember
bartenders. I was going to look so cool, Pat.
I don't remember bartenders in like Wild West things ever wearing.
Yeah, they don't wear cowboy hats, but it was going
to
happen.
But when you're the only Western guy, then you have to.
Yeah.
But there were two.
That place is going to have a real identity crisis by the time I'm done with it because we were going to redecorate it as a pirate shop and I'm also going to be dressed as a cowboy. We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, probably. I just forgot. It just confuses me that you guys would dress a coffee shop up as a pirate place. It's weird. I'm not questioning the owner's motivations.
No, that's not happening.
Oh.
Remember, the owner was gone and I just said, hey, while Kelly's gone, let's redecorate the whole place so that it's pirate themed.
Oh.
You remember that now?
No.
All right, whatever. It happened on the podcast.
It was
literally
funny.
Everyone listening to this heard it. So
was it the one with Chris on it?
No.
Oh.
It was probably a couple weeks before that, actually.
Oh, God.
Anyway, it was like right after I started working there.
Yeah. Food in Texas. Amazing. We went to the Alamo. Alamo's great. You can do it in like an hour.
Remember the Alamo.
Remember the Alamo.
Are you ever going to forget the Alamo?
I don't want to say that it wasn't boring. I'm not going to say that. However, they basically do kind of shoot you directly towards the gift shop, which it makes sense. The Alamo, like to keep it running, like tours and stuff and guides and everything, they kind of need donations.
But would you say it was memorable?
No, it was cool.
You fool.
It was
you
cool to
poor
come.
Poor fool.
I remember everything about the Alamo when I went. It's just.
But
I don't
know. You're gonna forget?
Nope.
Don't forget.
Don't forget it.
You have to remember.
Remember it. Remember the Alamo.
This Texas joke did. Is funny for me and no one else, and I'm okay with that.
Yep. That day was kind of just the Alamo, and then I can't remember. Oh, we went to the zoo!
Actually,
dude.
I know why I think the Alamo is so funny, why I think that like joke is funny. It's because you remember a couple years ago whenever I put on a house show?
I do remember that.
I was playing with Cohen still, and one of the guys who came, one of our friends, was wearing a shirt from the Alamo, and it just said, "Remember the Alamo," and it was kind of a goofy shirt, but it was, like, I'm pretty sure that this guy's mom got it from the Alamo gift shop.
Oh, that's neat.
And so he wore it, and he's, like, a giant friggin' meme, so he was, like, wearing it as a meme, kind of, and he was like, "Yeah, you guys remember the Alamo?" And we were like, "Hell yeah." Anyway, at one point during our set, Nick said, "Hey, this next song goes out to the Alamo. Who remembers that shit?" And then we started, and it was just so good. One of my favorite onstage jokes ever.
It's a great one that feels very Nick Erickson to me.
It was so good.
Yeah. The Alamo, I recommend going to see it. It's a great way to like spend an hour in San Antonio. If you're looking for excitement, don't go, I guess. But we weren't looking for excitement. We were looking to learn, and we did. But I think my favorite thing about that day is either the zoo or the item I found in the gift shop. I have
of the Alamo or the zoo?
No, 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 no. It's an item in the gift shop at the Alamo.
Okay.
It's an item you use to whenever you're making eggs.
I'm like really uncomfortable that you're referring to it as an item consistently.
Well, I don't know what to call it. It's like a mold, I guess. But you can cook an egg like in the mold.
Oh, it's like the shape that you put in a pan.
It's like a shaper, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's in the shape of a gun.
Yeah, I think you said that to me.
I definitely sent it as a Snapchat, but it's in the shape of like a revolver.
Yeah.
And I remember like seeing it and I Snapchatted it to a bunch of people and I just said, "How do you like your eggs?" Deadly. It just seems like the weirdest thing to sell in the Alamo. In Texas, makes sense. That seems like a very Texas thing to have a gun.
How many guns did you see when you were in Texas?
Real or fake?
Like that people were carrying.
I saw more guns. on, like, I've seen more people with open carry come into Panera than I saw in Texas.
Really?
Really. Like, there were not a lot of open carry dudes in Texas at all.
Huh.
Yeah. It was, like, Austin is nice. All of Texas, I don't know, because I've only been to, like, two parts of Texas. Austin, Texas is real nice.
Mm-hmm.
The zoo is great because there were so many monkeys. Dude, I love monkeys so much. Very timid animals. Like, I made eye contact with one. I spent a solid...
You're not supposed to make eye contact.
No, you're not. It freaks them out. But I spent a solid 30 seconds just trying to get pictures of one monkey's nuts.
Oh, my God.
He was just present... Like, he had his ass pressed up against the side of the cage. And I was looking at Taz, and I was like, look at that thing. Look at those nuts.
Oh, my God.
And so I sat there for like a minute.
That's so dumb.
It's super dumb. But how funny would you think it was if I sent you a picture of just a monkey and his nuts?
I would have laughed. I definitely would have laughed.
Yeah.
Like, you, it's so fully... I take it you didn't get the picture because
I did.
I did not I receive did get a the picture pic- of no. a monkey's
so
nuts.
I do this thing on vacation where I take a shit ton of pictures and then, like a mom, I don't send them out. I hold on to them so that I can corner people and be like, look at my vacation. Look at it. Yeah.
Look at this monkey's nuts. Look.
That same day, the zoo was a zoo. Like, not much to say about it.
Can that be one of the graphics this week? Just, like, your head
pointing at nuts? Yeah, I'm 100% going to do that. Look out for it. It's going to be the picture I took.
I haven't even seen it yet. I'm so excited.
Yeah. But so the zoo was great. They had an entire section dedicated to Australia and to Africa. We would have gotten to feed a giraffe.
Like, I fed a giraffe last time I went on vacation.
It's like not that impressive of a thing when you really think of it. It's like, pay $7 and feed this giraffe leaves. It's like, oh my God. Like when I pitch it, it's like, that doesn't sound very fun. But in the moment, it's like,
no, that's pretty cool.
Giraffes' tongues, super long.
Very long, yeah.
Very, very long. And apparently these giraffes were rambunctious. I heard someone describe them as such.
Was it a visitor or a zookeeper?
It was a zookeeper.
Oh, this one. He'll get you.
He'll get you.
He's like, he'll come up to get the leaf, and then, like, you feel a tap on your left shoulder, and you look, and then, but the giraffe's on the right, and he's like, "Nah, gotcha." He pranked you.
Yeah, the giraffe.
Or like, the giraffe, like, looks down, and he's like, "Hey, what's that on your shirt?" And he, like, points at it with his tongue. He, like, pokes you in the chest with his tongue. And then you look down, and you're like, oh, what's on my shirt? And then he hits you
with
his tongue like that. Oh, I gotcha.
And you're covered in spit.
Yeah.
Dude, there was
They're really spitty, yeah. too.
There was one exhibit. It was another monkey exhibit. It was two different species of monkey. There was one of one species, and there were, like, four of a different other one. And there was a point where,
did
like...
they all have nuts, too?
I don't know. I didn't care. At that point, I wasn't paying attention. It was at the end of the day when I was, like, leaving. I was like, I gotta see it.
You're like, I'm tired of seeing nuts, all right? I've seen nuts all day.
I've seen them. Yeah. But there was literally a point where, like, this one lone monkey went up and stole a thing from another monkey, and all four of the other ones chased his ass. Oh. And he climbed up to the top of the cage, and they left him alone. And then he, like, slowly climbed back down. As soon as he hit the ground... all four of them then chased him into, like, the interior habitat where they live or where they stay. And I didn't see them the rest of the time. So I was like, they just beat the shit out of that one monkey. That's what my assumption was. They just, like, completely just beat the
was
crap
the
out of that
monkey mob.
I assume.
Yeah.
That, like, it was just crazy to think about. Just like, oh, monkey massacre.
They said, you're going to be sleeping in the aquarium tonight.
They were hippos. I saw hippo nuts.
Pat goes to zoos to see various types of nuts.
Well, because every animal I've grown up with has been neutered, so I like to see them in the natural state.
Oh my gosh.
Which is with nuts.
Would you like your puppy with or without nuts?
Without, please. That's been apparently my parents' answer every single time.
Yeah.
Neuter your animals, please. They will be less rambunctious.
Yeah, then they won't press their nuts on the glass.
Oh, it was a cage. It was not glass.
A weird 22-year-old won't take a picture of your animal's nuts.
Laughing hysterically as he does so.
You are a child. I said that, but I'm laughing so hard, and I didn't even see it.
Onlookers must have thought I was an idiot. I'm glad I looked like...
They probably thought you had Asperger's.
Yeah. The zoo is great. Super hot the entire time, though. We left there, and there is a chain of gas stations called Buc-ee's down in the south. And the one we went to was apparently a huge one with, like, almost 250 gas pumps. Now, that's impressive in and of itself. The store itself is the size of a Walmart.
Yeah.
And it had, like clothing line from Buc-ee's. It had a hunting section. No guns, but there was a hunting section. Food everywhere. They had probably one of the best brisket sandwiches I've ever had in my life.
And it was in a gas station?
It was in a gas station.
Wow.
Downside of the whole vacation is that is the only barbecue I had the entire time. We could not... Every time we would go to try to find barbecue, it would be, like, out of the schedule a bit too much, or the place would be sold out, which was a huge bummer because, like, Taz, my brother, had picked out, like, one spot, and it's like, nope, sold out earlier today when we were going there. That day was good. The second day, what did we do the second day? The second day was much less memorable. There's a place called Home Slice Pizza, makes really killer pizza. Check that out if you're ever in Austin. Then... There's, where, good Lord. Oh, there's a place called Barton Springs, which, if you don't know this, it's just, like, a giant spring reservoir that just, like, runs through it. The section that we were at is in Austin, but it extends, like, in to the areas around Austin for, like, miles and miles. And the stretch we were at is, like, 90 feet long, and it's been sectioned off into, like, a public spring pool.
Yeah.
So the day we went, it was closed for cleaning, but it looked so cool.
Wait. Yeah. They're cleaning the spring?
Yeah, it's like a spring that it supplies drinking water.
Oh.
So they have to, like, clean it because there are people jumping it. Like, they have a diving board set up. The siding of it
is... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, they're, like, getting their butts in there.
Exactly. It's crystal clear water that you can see to the bottom of, and it's, like, actual, like... You know, algae and, like there's fish and kelp and, like, moss-covered rocks. It's a spring by any definition. It's just the siding of it is a pool siding that has a diving board and ladders and saying, like, hey, don't run on the sides. Like, it's a very confusing thing to look at. And the one day we went to that section, it's, like, closed for cleaning. I was like, shit.
I gotta get
that's unfortunate.
Butt water out of there.
Gotta get all that butt water.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else super exciting. I know I Snapchatted you a bunch while we were there.
Yeah, I don't remember any of them.
Yeah. We didn't go to Rooster Teeth headquarters, but, like, it was there.
You went by it.
We went by it. I took a picture of, like, one of their big hangars that they shoot in because it's like an old airport, essentially, and they shoot in airplane hangars. But I will not be the kind of fan that just goes unannounced to Rooster Teeth.
Barges right in.
Yeah, barges right good. In, yeah.
It's not good. It's not great.
Yeah, no, we were hoping they did tours. They did not.
Nope.
But yeah, if you're ever going to make a trip to Texas, I highly recommend Austin. We went go-karting, and I lost. I lost hard.
I knew you were going to lose.
I wanted to win so bad.
Yeah, that's how, like, sports work.
Yeah.
But you know how sports work for you?
I lose.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mostly come...
That's why we make a podcast.
Yeah, those who can't make podcasts.
Those who can't do, teach. Those who can't teach, teach gym. Those who can't teach gym...
Do a podcast.
Make a podcast.
I don't even know if that's true.
It's probably not.
Yep.
I mean, like, maybe if we were talking about being a gym coach, then...
I mean, Chris is someone who can teach and made the podcast with us.
Yeah, but he doesn't make the podcast.
He was on the podcast.
So I did all the heavy lifting.
Sweet. So I am still someone that can. You're just the one that can't. Because, yeah. Well, shit,
even though,
I make
like,
graphics.
I'm using way more practical skills to make this than you are also.
Yeah, so by no measure is Brent someone that can't. If anything, I'm the one that can't.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're my friend and I can.
Woo! So that kind of counts.
Coattails. Wow, I have coattails.
Went longboarding?
They aren't that long.
Yeah. We went longboarding, and that was super cool.
Oh, did you get hurt?
No.
Did you see any nuts?
No.
Did you rip your scrotum open trying to do a skateboard trick?
No, we didn't go skateboarding. We went longboarding and kayaking because we were, like, right on a lake. And longboarding's great. because once you fall off once, it's really hard not to do it again because you just feel like you permanently lost your balance.
Yeah.
So pretty much I did it once, and it was on purpose because I dropped someone else's sunglasses into the water, and I was like, I got to get those. So I just like... You ever slowly realize started off thinking, I got this, and then just slowly gone down a hill of, maybe I don't got this. I don't think I got this. Yeah, I don't have this.
That's pretty much what longboarding is.
Yeah. So I was on it, and like paddling on it, it's fine. I was handling that fine, but then I moved the paddle over to the other side and smacked them off my head, and I was like, oh, I better get those. So I took the paddle and tried to scoop them out of the water, but I couldn't, so I was like, I got him. I don't got him. I don't got him. So I put the paddle sideways on the board, and I laid down on my stomach, and I'm just flailing at it. I was like, maybe I don't got him. And I see them go down in the water, and I was like, okay. And I put my feet, like, hooked onto the side as I dipped my head into the water, and I was like, oh, God, they're really getting in there. And I just dove into the water, feet sticking straight up out, and I was like, I can't see him anymore. And I'm just flailing and grabbed him. And the first thing out of the water were the sunglasses, and I got out, and my cousin is just standing there on his longboard, and he just, like, yells, did you get him? It's like, I got him. It's not a fun story, but then I got back on the board and fell three more times because I just couldn't maintain my balance. I've never had something happen like that where it's just, I couldn't keep my balance after that.
Wait,
I had
so
to
what are you referring to longboarding?
It is, so longboarding, not a skateboard.
Oh.
Paddleboarding. God damn it.
Yeah, but I was like, that longboarding is a long skateboard.
Longboarding is a long
they
skateboard.
They have wheels, and you're like, you're in water, and I was like, I mean, a longboard probably would float, but I don't think it's buoyant enough to keep your fat.
For
on,
so anyone, if, for anyone listening, I don't, I'm so not cool. I completely mixed up paddleboarding and longboarding.
Yeah, so if you need to hit that, like, back 15 button a couple of times just to listen to that again and imagine the correct sport, because I wish I could do that right now and I cannot.
Yeah, I went paddleboarding, which is just like a surfboard but wider and a little longer that you stand on and you paddle up a lake, ocean, or river in, perhaps a creek if no access to the previous answers remain.
Yeah,
but yeah,
do they still got creeks in Texas?
I hope so, man. It seems like Creek Delta right there.
I'm pretty sure they got some cricks down there.
They probably got some cricks. I feel like that's where the word originated.
It could be.
Back in the crick.
Anyway.
Texas vacation was fun, though.
How many times did you say yeehaw when you were in Texas?
Not a lot. Not a lot, man.
That disappoints me.
We hit up a sweet taco place that had wild boar al pastor and wild boar chorizo.
Ooh.
It's in this food plaza where there are people outside doing hot yoga, which makes me feel ashamed of myself. And
you're like, I got a good downward dog.
I got it. That's like a joke my father would make that would still crack me up.
I would laugh so hard if your dad did that and then proceeded to get into the pose.
Yeah.
What if he got in a different pose? Like instead of downward dog, he did salutation to the sun.
I don't know what that is.
It's the one where you lay on your stomach and then you press up, but you keep your hips down.
Oh, can my dad do that?
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. My dad drank a profuse amount of tequila while we were there.
I believe that. As
he would do on vacation.
Talking about drinking tequila the whole way down, too.
He probably was.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't go with him. I went with my older brother. We flew.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad drove. But my dad bought a special kind of tequila you can only get, apparently, in Austin. Like, I just know that we can't get it in Evansville, around where he is.
Right.
So he got it. And then one of my cousins thought it'd be funny to play a little prank on him. So they took his tequila and poured it into a different container and then filled his tequila bottle back up with water. And he did not laugh. Turns out he didn't think it was very funny. He got very upset. Which, you know, it's an expensive entire bottle of tequila.
Yeah.
He just loves tequila sunrises. He just orange juice, grenadine, and tequila is my dad's drink of choice.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, say, if you ever see my father and you decide, I want to buy that man a drink, tequila sunrise is what you buy him.
I've never tried that, and I was about to say we should try that, but I know you can't.
I can't drink tequila. Bad night.
Pat had a really bad night with tequila. For me, it was a really funny night.
It was fun.
Actually, it wasn't funny for me because everyone got sick except me.
Yeah. So it was fun up until the point that it wasn't fun. Looking back, funny and then not funny. Like, I enjoyed the night up until I got sick.
You all know what happens when you drink.
You get sick.
Yeah.
Every time. Don't drink.
I do want to just... We've never talked about that night on this podcast. Are you cool with me mentioning a couple parts?
Yeah, I'm cool with you mentioning all of it, because there's no part of it that I'm ashamed of. All
right, well, that's not good. But anyway.
Fuck you. I didn't do anything.
No, I'm joking. It wasn't that bad. I mean, that was the only time I've ever seen Pat, like, really, really drunk. And he was pretty
much
just, like...
vacation, man.
He cried a lot. Like, yeah. He cried a lot.
Yeah.
And most of it was because he loved his friends so much.
Yeah. I distinctly remember a moment where, like, I made eye contact with Brent and I wasn't crying, and then I started crying. Well, like, I smiled, and then I started crying.
And you know that thing that drunk people do where they only want more alcohol?
Yes.
That was, he was, we were trying to get him to drink ginger ale because he wouldn't drink water. So we were like, all right, well, you can drink this ginger ale, which it was Seagram's ginger ale. And he was only referring to it as Seagram's.
Seagram's. I have a
bad.
He's
like, give me the Seagram's.
Yeah.
But he would say that, and then he would grab a beer and start drinking the beer. And he was like, it's my Seagram's. We're like, dude, that's not Seagram's. And you
yes,
know
it is.
It. You know it's not. Like, yep. I know you're extremely shit-faced, but it's not.
Honestly, if it weren't for Brent, a lot of us probably would have gotten a lot more sicker on alcohol than we would have. Like, Maggie, me, and JD would have been just terrible. We would have been fucking
I think
awful.
JD threw up that night, but I don't think it was... I don't think JD threw up because he was drunk. JD threw up because we did a tequila shot, and he did choke on the lime.
Oh.
He was, like, sucking on the lime. You know what you do after you take a tequila shot? You suck on the lime. And then, like, he didn't hold his teeth together tight enough, and it just shot down his throat. And then
I put my teeth in it.
Yeah, I
just
know.
To be safe.
And I think that's what he was doing, too. But I think he just wasn't quite clamped down tight enough, and it just down the hatch.
Yep.
Anyway, the funny part of this night was towards the end.
Yeah.
We had finally hidden all the alcohol from Pat.
Successfully.
And at this time, he was still sleeping on the couch.
Yes.
And I said, you feeling okay, buddy? He's like, yeah, I'm good. I said, you going to be sick? And he said, no. And then
confidently.
He said, Pat's catchphrase that tells you he is no longer has any sort of control over his body, which is, Pat ain't no bitch. He says that.
My control is gone at that
point.
Yeah,
whenever Pat says Pat ain't no bitch, you got to start watching him.
Because I
you've
will
gotta
do
be
something
like, you've
got to
take
stupid.
Precautions at this point. So I said, all right, buddy. Well, I'm going to get you a bucket. And you can puke in that when it happens. He's like, you're like, no, man, I'm not going to puke. And I was like, I'm going to get you the bucket. So I got him the bucket. I was in the bathroom with Maggie. She was sick. And then... I heard a noise in the living room.
What could it have been?
And I said, I think Pat puked. And I walked in there and I go, hey, brother, you doing okay? And you said, I have puked. Like, it was almost like
a scientific discovery.
Yeah. And
I've done it.
He made it all into the trash can. I mean, and he puked a few more times.
Yep. The first time I made it all into the trash can, there were, like, dried remnants of something on the ground that didn't seem like puke.
But they didn't wipe up either, so I don't think it was puke.
I don't know. Okay, so I think then that I did make it all into the trash can, because I don't know what that was.
Yeah. But anyway, that was funny. There are more funny things, but that's my... That's, like, the most memorable part was just, I have puked.
One of my favorite parts was people were wanting to make margaritas. And tequila is a key ingredient in margarita.
Yeah, that's part of it.
So I was in charge of putting it into the blender.
Oh,
the
yeah.
problem was I was intoxicated enough at that point to be like, shots sound like a great idea.
No, I don't. I think you had had one shot by this point.
Oh, sorry. I was ready to become intoxicated, but
and
I
and we were like gonna make a pitcher of margaritas, yeah. right?
But the problem was is that people would hand me shots to pour into it, and each time I'd be like, all right. And I'd shoot it.
He said, one for me, one for the mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Mars. So we were not counting Pat's intake that night.
I don't know that we have a solid number on how much I drank.
At least 10 shots of hard liquor and some amount of hard cider and beer.
Not enough bread.
You ate quite a bit of pizza.
Well, I always try to leave a good base. I just didn't leave enough of a base.
No, you had a base. You had 10 shots of tequila.
I needed more base so I could
no!
get more shots.
No! It doesn't matter what kind of base. You had 10 shots of tequila. You were done, bud.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty.
So anyway, It was really gross. And, like, I'm always like, hey, you guys can get drunk if you want. I'm not going to help you clean it up whenever you puke. And then I always end up helping clean it up.
Every time.
I hate how good of a friend I am.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Pat was like, the next day, Pat, like, had to get up and go to work. I'm pretty sure he puked at work.
I did go to the bathroom, and I was like, hey, does anybody mind if I run to the bathroom before this? And they're like, yeah, no problem. And I just went, and I was like, ah, cool, cool, cool.
And so,
but
yeah,
I still worked the rest of that
he
shift.
He worked,
and
yeah, he did it.
I made no mistakes.
He came home. He did seem like he felt a little better when he got home, but still, like, it was pretty much a whole day kind of hangover. And
it was my worst one to date.
When he got home, which it was still like it was like noon when he got home.
Yeah.
So there was still a puke bucket. You probably went into work still a little drunk, honestly.
I will not disclose whether or not I did, because I feel like it'd be super unprofessional. I don't work at that place anymore, and my drinking habits were not bad, and nor were they a reason.
Your drinking habits have never been bad.
No, and they were not a reason for why I left. Why I left is on a completely professional plane. I left of my own accord. Just want to go ahead and
put
that
out there. Yeah, there was nothing shady about it.
There was nothing unprofessional about my leaving. However...
there was something unprofessional about that particular
day. That particular day was not a good day in terms of...
but it's okay. Everyone does it.
Yeah.
At least once. Anyway. So he got home. There was still a bucket of puke. And I was like, hey, man, can you take care of that bucket of puke? He's like, yeah, man, no problem. And then he walked over to it and he looked at it and he said, I don't know what to do with this.
I didn't know what to do with it.
And I was like, I don't know either, but that bucket of puke's got to get out of this
house. You know what I should have done? I should have poured it into the toilet.
Well, we ended up...
I think we put it in a bag.
Well, we took, cause it wasn't like there was a Walmart sack in the bucket.
Yeah.
So, and it wasn't like totally full. So we took the whole bucket outside. We tied off the Walmart sack and then we also put it in a trash bag by itself and tied that off really good. I think we even duct taped
it. Was there a moment where
threw that in the trash?
Was there a moment where we were doing that and you were about to pull the Walmart bag out and you were like, wait a minute, this is yours. You do this.
Yeah, I think that did happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I was saying. Like, I really don't like puke. Like, it doesn't...
No one does, but no one likes it, but Brent hates it.
Well, and I should... I just... It doesn't make me sick to see puke. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not the kind of person who, like, when I see someone throw up, I get nauseous. That's not... Unless, like, I'm already kind of nauseous or something, like, then, yeah, it'll be worse. But, like, just on a normal day, which this was for me, it doesn't really bother me. I just really don't like it. Like, I don't want to mess with it.
No one should.
And like, I'm pretty vehemently against messing with it.
Yep.
But, yeah, like I said, I'm always like, oh, you got to clean this up yourself, and then I help.
Yeah. To this day, I still have never gone into work even slightly... in any way inebriated, intoxicated, or hungover, because I will exclusively now do all my drinking when I know I don't have to work the next day.
Yeah.
Because, good Lord, I was terrified the entire time.
And also, that boy will not touch tequila.
No,
he wouldn't touch tequila with a 10-foot stick.
So, but that leads me into a thing, actually. So,
well, and it was also like, I mean, it was bad tequila, too. It was like Cuervo.
It was Cuervo, which my dad still cites as like a reason why I can't drink tequila. But we were on vacation, and my dad and I were both intoxicated. And he was like, oh, man, this tequila sunrise is amazing. As is my dad's catchphrase.
That's his catchphrase. Yeah. You're going to put that on his tombstone?
I'd love to get a
t-shirt.
It's going to
say, oh, man, this tequila sunrise is amazing, in quotes.
And it's going to be a picture of him holding a glass. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, but he was like, taste this. And he handed it to me. And I was like, all right. And I took it. And I took a sip before I was like, this is a tequila drink. And I took a sip. And I was like, huh. And it took a lot to just not
it's
like.
It's insane how much that can do to you. Like just having one bad experience. Well, and it's like a lot.
I'm sure a lot
of people have that with alcohol, but that's because alcohol makes you sick.
Yes.
But like it's not any different than like if you get sick on a food. Like when I was a kid one time, I got sick. Like I woke up in the middle of the night and threw up.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because of the Taco Bell I ate, I don't think. But I had eaten Taco Bell like for dinner.
Yeah.
And I could not eat Taco Bell for like 2 or 3 years. So like I just couldn't eat it.
I had a similar experience. And the worst part was it was because I went to Colorado when I was a kid to see family. And Colorado is a ways above sea level. So oxygen's a lot thinner. So you got to drink a lot of water and be very slow and careful because you need to preserve your oxygen or you're going to get altitude sickness. So we had bratwurst like the first or second night I was there. And I then got sick. And for a solid 2 years afterwards, I couldn't eat bratwurst. And it made me sad because bratwurst, you know this, is delicious. It's amazing. And I couldn't touch it. And it was one of my favorite foods.
Man.
It was a bummer.
Taco Bell was like not that much of a bummer for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Miss Taco Bell?
I still don't really. Like, Taco Bell has in my life been one of those things that like, I've been on spells where I am a Taco Bell fiend, and I just eat a ton of Taco Bell.
So you're not a Taco Bell fiend currently. You were a B-Shack fiend, and I think you still are.
Yeah, I haven't been going that much lately. I was last semester. I ate a lot of Burrito Shack last semester.
Same problem. Burrito Shack's cheap. Burrito Shack's good.
Burrito
Clean.
Shack's great. Yeah.
Oh, dude, there's a... shit. No, I was just about to tell you about the same fucking taco place that we went to. Never mind.
Yeah, you already talked about
it. There was a breakfast taco place that we went to on our last day. Yeah, dude.
Listen, that's you're talking about combining my two favorite things right
breakfast
there.
Breakfast and tacos.
Breakfast food and tacos. I bought a breakfast burrito at I kind of have been having some stomach issues lately. And the other day, like the day before I hadn't eaten a ton cause my stomach was kind of bothering me. But I was feeling better in the morning and I was like, on my way to my internship and I was like, I'm going to grab some breakfast. And I was like, I live really close to Burrito Shack.
They're
open for breakfast. I'm going in. And as the man was assembling my burrito, I said, this thing's going to mess me up.
And it did?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good.
I will tell you though, the other night when I got Popeyes the last time, I hadn't eaten anything all day. And it was like nighttime. I hadn't eaten anything. And I don't think I had eaten a ton the day before. So basically what I'm gearing up for is there was not a lot of food in my system.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things like moving through, you know, the whole shebang. I'm talking intestines, big and small.
Digestive system.
Yeah. So there weren't a lot of things. And then I put spicy Popeyes in there. Dude, my butthole was on fire. Oh my gosh. I'm not joking. I was in so much pain the next day. It hurts so bad. I've never experienced anything like that. And like Popeyes isn't like it's kind of spicy. It's not that spicy.
God, that's hilarious. Back to Texas.
Back to Texas.
There is a park that functions as essentially a peacock preserve. So you can go in and get toe-to-toe with the most beautiful birds. It's like, I watched a little girl.
Do they want to fight you, though?
They're hostile sometimes.
I kind of thought they might be.
I saw a little girl like have a bird walk up to her. There was a little girl there. This was not her. There was a girl like I think maybe middle school or something. She got close to a peacock. It got close to her and it like kind of like put its head near her hand and then she moved away from it and it just like looked at her and goes, ah! And then three other peacocks both just like go, look right at it, turn their heads and
they
look
go,
at the...
Is that the bitch?
And then they, but in the form of the phrase, ah! Like, I got so close to so many of them. There was one that fell off a wall. Like, it was perched up there, and it looked like it might have been trying to sleep, and then it just fluttered. And I was trying to get one to just do its thing where it shows all its feathers, but apparently it's not mating season or some shit.
Did you show your balls?
Yeah, I pulled out my
sweet. You were like, what about that?
Check them out. I watched one of the female birds. They'd clearly been trying to plant some new like plants. And they had like mulch build up around it to seed it.
Yeah.
And a mom went up, like a peacock mother went up. And just said, fuck this. And just, like, bashed all the mulch away just to move it into a pile and have her baby sleep on top of that pile of mulch that she had made for it.
And I've got to be honest, I am just stuck on this image of you in an enclosure full of beautiful peacocks. And you're like, whoa, did he show me the feathers? And then your brother Taz goes, oh man, they only do that whenever they're sexually aroused. And then you go, oh, I'll give them something. And then, I mean, you're just in a place. There's other people. You don't know most of the people in this enclosure.
There were tourists.
And you just whip out your nuts.
I did not.
And you're like, hey! Hey, peacocks! Get, you like, does that look good here?
I just want to be clear. I did not do that. The image, though, would be pretty funny.
Oh, my gosh.
I would never pull out my genitals at animals, especially peacocks.
I love the fact that this podcast has caused you to have to clarify that.
I like whenever I have to clarify things. It's like, one, I'm not an alcoholic that goes into work intoxicated. That's a terrible decision. Don't ever do that. Two, I will not show my genitals to peacocks. Never.
Oh, my gosh.
I want that on my tombstone.
That's going to be on a bumper sticker, too.
Yep.
All right, Texas boy, we got to do some memes.
Oh, my gosh. Texas took up. Hey, everything's bigger in Texas, including
podcast time.
Including podcast stuff. I completely, just forgot where the memes were. So here's the first one, and you literally sent this to me with the caption, "We have to talk about this." It's a tweet that says, all the hot guys play RuneScape. Now, if any of you don't know what RuneScape is, it is World of Warcraft free, essentially.
Yeah.
It, for anyone that didn't get the subscription to World of Warcraft, you played RuneScape. It's not because it's better, it's worse. But...
Well, here's the thing. You can pay for RuneScape.
Yeah.
And you can get more stuff. I just remember that there was a time in my life, and this is super bad. This is super bad. But there was a time in my life when I was in middle school, like, where I was realizing, like, socially I sucked, and I was trying to be better.
That's a fun thing to realize. That was sophomore year for me.
And I was still, I didn't get there. But
junior year is where I hit.
I was still friends with Michael. I've been friends with Michael the whole time. But there was a time in middle school where I didn't hang out with him as much, and I don't know what it was related to. I feel bad thinking about it. But I know that there was this one time that I was sitting at a lunch table with Michael, who also was just socially terrible. We were all socially terrible.
Yeah.
But, and this one guy that I thought was a really cool guy, and I wanted to be friends with him. And we were just sitting at the table. Nobody was really talking. And Michael was really into RuneScape at the time. And Michael literally took his fist, pounded the table, and said, RuneScape! That's what he did. And I was like...
The best part is he still does shit like that, but with a different phrase.
Yeah.
Now I know three things Michael loves. Capes, RuneScape, and beaded curtains.
Oh, man. Anyway... So, yeah, I don't really know why I wanted to talk about that so bad. I wish I had more to say about it. Like, I used to play RuneScape, too. But I just love that someone say all the hot guys play RuneScape, because I assure you zero hot guys have ever played RuneScape.
That's a fact. Yeah. On to the next one. It's a two image thing, and it has captions that say, City girls, help, I can only drive automatic, crying face emoji, crying face emoji, crying face emoji, crying face emoji. Country girls. Barn. It's just a picture of a barn.
They just say barn.
They just say barn. That's a shit post.
Yeah. Well, sort of. There's like a joke there. It's a real misdirection, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because it's...
Barn.
Because it's like you think that they're going to be ripping on city girls because they can't drive a manual transmission vehicle. And yeah. they're weaker because of it, which is like totally not even true. And then they're like, and then it's going to show the, and then you read that and you're like, oh, now it's going to show a super hot country chick.
With a manual transmission.
Throwing down a four on the floor and like running through mud puddle, whatever. But no, it's just a picture of a cartoon barn and it says barn.
Yeah. It's reminiscent of that one that we did on the podcast a couple weeks ago where it's like. Like, city girls drive automatic. I drive manual so I can get home and kiss my dad. Something like that.
Guys who drive big trucks or that are loud or so are in a hurry to kiss their dad on the mouth or something.
Kiss their dad on the lips. This is one, this isn't so much a meme. This is something that my sister, sister-in-law Sarah, we were at an HEB down in Austin, which is like their big convenience store thing that they have. And we were in their bakery section. And they have a lot of bakery items. But my personal favorite is this six-pack of Blue Bert macaroons.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just assumed that was from Panera.
Nope. That is a store that misspelled the word blueberry.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which resulted in many funny images in my mind. I kept picturing Bert from Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Just colored blue, making these.
Pat, you want to know what I thought about that, actually, whenever I said it? Well, I didn't know why you sent it to me at first. I finally figured out that it said Blue Bert. But the first thing I noticed was that the date was an earlier date than the current date when you sent it to me. Which meant those macaroons were out of date, which to me meant he's at work at Panera Bread. And he has macaroons in his hands that are out of date. That means I'm getting me some Blue Bert macaroons tonight. And I did not.
No, you didn't, because I was in a different state.
No, not when you sent that to me.
Oh,
you sent that to me this week.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I did. We don't sell macaroons.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Seems like something you would.
Yeah. That wasn't so much a meme. That was a funny picture. It was funny. I don't need anybody else's declaration on that. It was funny. This is a Facebook post. Posted by Animals Smoking Durries. And it's just to go ahead and let you know the theme of this Facebook page. It's a duck with a cigarette in its mouth. And the caption said, or that's just the profile picture, but there's a picture on this with a caption that says, "Hopefully this little slimy cunt can puff this dart down faster than he can move the slow prick." And it's a snail latched onto a cigarette.
That's so funny. I don't know why.
Because it's stupid.
I don't even remember where I saw that, man. I might have actually seen that on Facebook. I don't know.
It was super funny. Oh, there's a picture of Chris Abel with his husky. That husky looks so happy.
Such a good boy.
Such a good boy. I don't know if we talked about this one, but you sent this to me on in Austin, and it was hilarious. Mario, "Hey, Luigi, you're back early." Luigi, "Mansion's haunted." Mario, "What?" Luigi, strapping a vacuum cleaner to his back and jumping down a warp pipe. "Mansion's haunted."
Yeah.
It's reminiscent of a different meme,
which
about
is,
the moon.
About the moon. Which, that one's actually funnier, but, like, if you know Luigi's Mansion, like, it's kind of clever.
Yeah. Oh, there's the one where you sent me the video of the Wicked Witch of the East argument, and you said, "This is us when we have fights."
Oh, yeah. It really is. That's a funny video.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more.
One more. It's a picture.
Make it a good one.
It's a picture of the musical group NSYNC. And they've all had their faces photoshopped with different images of Vin Diesel. And the word at the bottom is VinSync.
Yeah, that's
good. That's it. It's
good.
Hilarious.
It's good. Oh, boy.
Boom.
Wow. Well, we did it.
We've done it. We made it through an episode with me being fresh back from my vacay.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. I gotta give a little special thank you to Mike White and his band As Good As It Gets for the use of our theme song, which is called
Living Room.
Oh my god. There's too many words to remember. It's called Living Room. I know what it's called, guys.
I know you do.
It's called Living Room.
But he had so
and it's
much
on the EP, which is called Something New. And you can find it on Bandcamp. I will continue to include that link, but listen,
check him out.
Mike's a great guy. And actually we're talking about maybe getting him on the podcast for too long, so you guys are going to get to know just how great of a guy he is.
He's great. Great guy.
He
has no feet. Great guy.
He has no feet. Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Anyway,
it would be hilarious.
He taught us English. And by that, I mean, I didn't ever have him as a teacher.
He taught me English. See, we each had, like, teachers that we kind of wish we had the other one. I love Mike White. I'm not saying I wish I didn't have him, but I really, really liked the other teacher.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's a bummer that I didn't also have him.
Yeah.
I'm glad I had
Mike. No, I had Scheller, but I'm glad I'm glad I had Scheller and not White, because I don't think I would have met Scheller otherwise. I met White otherwise because of music.
Yeah.
So, like, it worked out.
Do you want to just, like, keep listing facts about White every podcast until he's on?
Yeah.
Such as...
save it.
Yep.
We already gave one this
yes,
time.
Yes, we did.
And it's that he has no feet.
He doesn't listen to the podcast, I don't think.
He might.
He might. Hey, this is a call out to you, Mike White. Prove that you have feet.
Oh, my gosh.
The best part is he knows he can't.
He can't prove it.
He's going to post a picture of his child's feet.
He's going to post a picture of nubs. And he's going to be like, what do you want from me? I don't have any feet.
Yeah. This is as good as it gets.
Oh, that's the name of his band.
Yeah, he actually posts a picture of his son's feet.
Oh, my gosh. He's not even going to want to be on the podcast anymore.
He's just like, look, these are them. It's like, that's your kid.
Those are four-year-old feet. I did not like saying that sentence.
I will never show my genitals to peacocks. Those are four-year-old feet. I got Brent with that one right there.
Oh, my God. All right, that's the end. Woo! That way, that's okay. Rate the podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Tell your friends. That's all I got.
Boom.
I'm gonna go freaking die in a minute.
Boom. Right. Order another idiot sandwich, everybody. And I'll read.